You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
And you're up. Dog Pound looking for insider news, videos, photos on the Cleveland Browns straight from Berea. We'll get the latest on player transactions, combine, draft, and more. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com, your most trusted source for Browns news. That's ClevelandBrowns.com. We're going back to the phone lines, 216-578-0850. Jay in Cleveland. Jay, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing today?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. You know, the thing about the quarterback situation for Cleveland is this. We have to stick by somebody. Once we get a body, we need to stick by him. You know, I thought this year we should have stuck with Hoyer throughout the season because there was other factors that made Hoyer's play a little wishy-washy. It wasn't all just Hoyer. So, you know, with the Manziel, I don't think Manziel will ever be the answer for Cleveland. We do need a bigger quarterback. But for right now, I don't think that there's anyone really in the draft worth getting, and I wouldn't move up to get anyone.
It's a tough draft. I think if you're in the mid-round, you're looking at a guy like Brett Hundley, a Garrett Grayson, who I just studied from Colorado State, who's got some very good traits, has a little bit of a funky release. If he can tighten that up, I think he has some potential. But, you know, as the numbers show, it's a long shot finding the quarterback in the mid-round. When you look at really the only guys that fit that bill that have had any success have been Tom Brady, Tony Romo, or later-round guy, and, you know, Russell Wilson recently. Drew Brees was a second-rounder, you know, an early second-rounder. So it certainly has been a tough spot to find a lot of success at the quarterback position, but the Browns are going to have to do something there in the draft and most likely in free agency as well. Rocky in Hampton, Virginia, welcome to the show.
Hey, fellas, what's going on? Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, man.
Real quick, I kind of want to piggyback off what the last caller said, and I actually have a question for you guys, too. I feel like we definitely need to keep our picks and try to stockpile as much talent as we can. We currently have a history of not picking great quarterbacks and making great decisions. And with that being said, I heard this was the first year that it's actually going to be Ray Farmer's guys in place and scouts. Is that correct?
That it will be what? Ray Farmer's what?
His scouts. And got, like last year, it was the old regime scouts.
Yeah, he's got all his guys in place, no question.
Okay, good. So now we can see if they can all come together and actually follow this system that envision that he wants to portray, because it seems like before the pieces didn't match. I guess that, you know, Hoyer wasn't their guy, so I understand they weren't behind him, but we really have to, you know, all be on the same page with the ideology of what we want to run. If they're able to do that, then hopefully we can put guys in place. But if a quarterback is not here in this year's draft, let's not reach and try to find a guy. Let's try to get better on some of the shortcomings we already have. The quarterback eventually will manifest itself, hopefully in free agency we can make a good decision. But sometimes you get in a dangerous pool when you try to reach and find and make a guy be that quarterback. And I think we kind of did that last year with Johnny Manziel. I just kind of want to get you guys' thoughts on that, because he's been making news everywhere else but football, and it's been negative. So I think we really need to concentrate on some other areas and try to homegrown our talent and kind of wait for it to blossom and manifest its own self instead of artificially trying to make it happen and make it occur.
I don't disagree with that. You can't make it happen, but no. You need to continue to throw assets at the position until you find the guy. I do think that one thing that's going to help all these quarterbacks would be, and again, we don't have it right now, is some freaking offensive continuity. I mean, you could take the best quarterback in the league, and if you're constantly changing your offensive philosophy and scheme every single year, you're not going to have success. It's that repetition. It's getting it down. It's the timing. It's the understanding, the unspoken communication you can have when you're fully in command of your offense. Everybody's on the same page, and they're running it on instinct because they know it, not trying to think their way around the field. And the Browns haven't had that. When you look at, you know, when you look at Alex Smith, for example, in San Francisco, it took until they finally had an established system for him to be in for a couple of years before he actually was any good.
That was the exact point that I was going to make, because when you talk about offensive continuity, having played with him, having to understand his struggles, Norv Turner was a part of that, you know, being in San Francisco for the few years, or for the 1 year rather, but it's tough, you know, and I think you look at the strides that we made defensively, you know, in our first year, and that's why I asked that question to Joe Hayden. What are your expectations of year two? You know, and right now, if you ask the leaders of this offense, you know, Joe Thomas and Alex Mack And look at the running backs. You know, they're going to go based off of what their position coaches have been telling you and what we've heard from John DeFilippo, which is kind of wishy-washy, you know, because he doesn't have a decisive plan, and he will create that offense based around the personnel. But yet, the one person that makes or breaks this offense is not defined right now. So it's going to be a very difficult task, and that's why I hope that they have a plan, or that plan is being created as we speak in the next coming weeks. So they have a plan for free agency. They have a plan for what potentially through those back channel alleys, what's going to be available. Is Bradford going to get cut? Are they going to extend him? Is he going to take a pay cut? All those types of things, so that we have a decisive plan, because the sooner that we can do it, because there will be growing pains in this new system, as adaptable as it's going to be, there will be growing pains. There always are. And that's the one thing that we can't have if we're truly going to be a contender.
No, you cannot have those growing pains. And talking about the Browns, their progress to being a contender as well, we'll talk about Johnny Manziel, talk about Josh Gordon, the entire offseason outlook when Ross Tucker joins us right after this on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
Some days it's tough just getting up, throwing on these boots.